I think it's just, understanding who we were going against up in weeks prior, going up against in weeks prior. Obviously, when you see those mobile quarterbacks, those read option quarterbacks, pistol, athletic quarterbacks, whatever you want to call them, and with our game plan was specifically to keep them in the pocket. So you also look at how well our defense played in the first half of last week, going three and out. Not many opportunities to get after the quarterback. But, hopefully this week presents us an opportunity to really, pin our ears back and get after the quarterback. So, obviously, that starts by shutting down the run, and they obviously have a great running game and showed that on Monday night.
Yeah, a lot of complexity to their run game. They got a speed guy. They got a kind of a bruiser. Is that tough to prepare for during the week?
Well, I don't think it's any different in today's game. Obviously, you see there's 1-2 punches on each and every team. But with Green Ellis, you got to understand he's a downhill runner, and then they obviously bring in the Rook. Who showed his speed off and had a few, I think he had 2 touchdowns last game, so he's doing a great job for them. But you just got to understand the personnel that's in the game and play for him.
How hungry are you, and is the whole team, to get some turnovers, and when you attack the quarterback, try to strip that ball loose as well?
Oh, well, obviously that's what we pride ourselves on here, is getting after the quarterback and creating turnovers. And I think last game we had 1, and maybe in week 1 we had 0. So we're kind of behind the 8-ball. We always like to be in the positive, in the green, as far as that's concerned. So it'll definitely be on our mind. It always has been. It's always an emphasis here on defense. So, hopefully we get after the quarterback a little more, and by doing so create a few opportunities to get some interceptions as well as strips and turnovers.
How did those 2 tight ends change the dynamic of what you guys do on defense? I mean, they oftentimes go to those 2 guys that catch the ball down the field.
Well, it doesn't change much for us on defense. You just, like I said earlier, you have to understand that, you got a Pro Bowl caliber and Gresham, and then obviously the rookie, he's coming on strong. So you just have to understand that they're viable pass threats as well as doing a great job in the running game. So we'll definitely have our hands full as outside linebackers, but as a defense as well, they're receivers and athletes that you have to keep an eye on.
Clay, 3 sacks so far. How much of that is a product of not wanting to get caught up field against the 2 mobile guys you have faced?
Well, in week 1, I don't think we expected to get any sacks. And then last week, as I said, we had some success in the first half. In the second half, because of scheme, weren't able to get after him too much. But, we'll see. Obviously, we strive for sacks around here and disrupting the quarterback, turnovers that I just talked about. But, we'll see where we're at after this week. Obviously, we're getting back to a more traditional offense that we're used to seeing. So it'll be a good test. And against a good quarterback, good receiving group, and a good O-line. So we'll see where we're at after this game.
I think McCarthy said the word finish every single day this week when asked about defense. Is that something you guys have been drilled on? Doing a good job keeping guys off the board in the first half, but just the finishing off the second half.
Right. Well, you look at the San Francisco game, we obviously had a lead and gave that up, as well as last week going in there with a shutout and giving up 21 points in 3 possessions. So it is about finishing, and we're not always going to have a comfortable lead like that. Or, we might be in a tight game like our week 1 game. So it really is about finishing for both sides of the ball, but especially the defense, coming up a little short last week. We still got the win, but, we need to win within, our defensive group as well.
Clay, with a less mobile quarterback, speaking of your individual rushes, can you take more chances when it's not quite the moving target you've seen in the last couple weeks?
I feel like we're all taking shots at their quarterback now. I mean, you have to understand he's still a very, a good athlete, but I think their scheme doesn't require him to make the plays that other quarterbacks do with their legs. But, it allows us to be pass rushers a little bit more. So we can never get too crazy out there and lose, our distribution in regards to the rush lengths. But, it brings a smile to my face. So we'll see what that means after this week. But as each and every week, that's what we strive for, to get after the quarterback and disrupt them.
Kind of an obvious question, but how big a deal is first down for you guys?
First down is huge. We always try and win the first and second down battle. Anytime you can, hold them 3 yards and under, it makes it a lot different game than if they're allowed to get 4 or more. And, you look at teams' tendencies, not just this team in particular, but teams' tendencies, when you're able to shut them down on first down or limit the run, have an incomplete pass thrown, it definitely changes things up to where you kind of understand what's going to come next. So that's very important. And it's not just about third down or conversion downs, but also first down as well, first and second. Every down. Every down is important. That's what I said.
You won't be covering A.J. Green, obviously, if all things go according to plan most times. But is the key to a guy like that just keeping him out of the end zone? Because he's probably going to get his yardage-wise. I mean, is it really just preventing the big plays down the field against guys like that?
Yeah, I mean, you have to understand this league that the playmaker's going to make their plays, and he's definitely that. He obviously is a fantastic receiver. Dalton's, featured him. So he's one of those guys you're going to have to keep an eye on. And whether that means doubling him or making sure we got our best players on him or taking him away in certain schematic coverages, then that's what we're going to have to do. But he's obviously a playmaker, and he's someone to keep an eye on.
Keep tabs on Mal Lugo?
We definitely keep in touch, obviously. We have fond memories of that linebacker corps, but obviously in regards to him. But, happy to see him get a new contract out there and continue to start and make plays. So it'll be good to catch up with him, along with Taylor Mays, who I played with as well at SC. So I'm looking forward to it.